You are Locked On LSU, your daily podcast on the LSU Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Okay, let's get it. Locked On LSU, your team every day. I'm Matt Moscona, ESPN Radio Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Alexandria, CST. And right here for the Locked On LSU podcast, more good news for the football Tigers as another veteran announces he's returning. But it's Tuesday. That means Ed Ogeron Tuesday morning made his weekly visit to Off the Bench with Jordy Calada and T-Bob Hebert on 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge. And he talked about a variety of different topics, which we'll delve into. But most importantly, the coaching hires and searches. So remember, the last time Coach O spoke publicly, he had not yet hired Jake Peets and DJ Mangus. That is now official. So how did that come about?
Yeah, you know, we went hard with Joe Brady's recommendations, and Derek Finessi did a great job while we were going through the season. Was in constant contact with Joe, and we'll find out who's the best fit for us here at LSU. And we are so excited about Jake and DJ coming back. They've already been meeting, rave reviews from the players, from the parents they talked to. We're going strictly to the offense that we had 2 years ago, and I know our fans are going to be excited about it.
You know, the really interesting thing there that Ed Ogeron said is we were in contact with Joe Brady throughout the season about who would be the best fit. Clearly, they knew at the start of this season, or at some point during the season, that it was going to be Steve Ensminger's last year as LSU's offensive coordinator. And so they had some time to maybe work through these possibilities, and this is where they landed with Peets and Mangus. So Ogeron talked a little more about those two. And the question was posed was more about Peets and Mangus as innovators in the way that the NFL game is evolving and if these guys fit that bill.
In the interview process, those guys obviously knew Joe Brady's offense, especially the empty package, especially the passing game out of it, especially the cover one beaters, the zero beaters, the two beaters. Joe was great at that. Obviously, Joe Burrow was great at that. The teaching of the quarterback, the teaching of defenses, how to read defenses, and the multiplicity in which we can do things. I think that you're going to see a new offense that's going to be similar to the one we had with Joe, but these guys are going to expound on it. They have free reign to go after it. I told them what I wanted to see. I want to see an offense that scores a lot of points. I want to spread offense and give the ball to our playmakers in space and let them go make plays.
A lot of reason to think and to be excited about what the offense could be next year if they're able to revert in some form to 2019. But obviously, as Ed Ogeron mentioned, they're a big part of 2019, maybe the biggest part of 2019, was less Joe Brady and his influence on the offense and more Joe Burrow. So can you get that quarterback in place? You heard Ed Ogeron say there that the guys also work with the quarterbacks. Which of the three quarterbacks currently on campus? And then you add Garrett Nussmeyer for a fourth. Which of them can emerge throughout spring and then into the summer? Now, on the defensive side of the ball, obviously LSU is still looking for a defensive coordinator. Ed Ogeron updated that search.
It was looking good. I mean, we have a lot of great candidates. It's about getting the right fit. Hopefully we can get it within the next week, but we're going to take our time, get the right people in here, and I think eventually all the pieces are going to fit together. I wanted to get the offense first. Defensively, we can handle it. I've coached defense all my life. We can take care of it until we get the right guys. And I do believe the right guys are going to come along.
So a little bit of a timeline there from Ed Ogeron saying they hope they can get their DC in place here in the next week, but no rush. As we mentioned on the podcast yesterday, Bo Pelini last year wasn't hired until January the 27th. Referenced Cam Cameron when he was hired back in 2013. That was February the 8th after the February signing date. So not completely urgent that you get it done, but obviously the sooner the better. They also asked about criteria, 3-4, 4-3, things along those lines, what Ed Ogeron's looking for.
You know, we can play. You know, you got to be multiple nowadays. I don't think you can only play one or the other. You see all the great defenses that out there. I don't know if you've seen any great defenses right now, but the better defenses are playing both. I think you got to play some 3-4 to stop the run. You got to play some nickel package, and most of that nickel package is in the 4-3. So I think if you can remain flexible, which we have talent on the defensive line, personnel to play both, I think you need to remain flexible there.
As we've said often, it's less about 3-4-4-3, how you define it, and more so what you're asking of your defensive line. Do you want them to be space eaters to free up linebackers, or do you want your defensive line to be fast, physical, aggressive guys getting upfield, making the plays? I think we all know that's really what Ed Orgeron wants. He also did talk about what he feels like the potential for the 2021 defense can be with so many guys returning.
Yeah, I think we could be one of the top defenses in the conference, at least a top 20 defense, which would be a big improvement from last year. You don't want to put too much on them. But, with our defensive line, these guys know that they have some positive and they have some strengths. And hopefully that we can get in better shape. We got to lose weight. We got to be quicker. We got to be faster. I'm so glad that these guys are coming back. And I'm also excited about the young guys that we signed. Mason Smith, Bryce Langston, Landon Jackson, Xavier Carter. And then we still have a couple out there that we haven't signed. So I think that we're going to be stacked on the defensive line for years to come.
And speaking of guys returning, LSU gets another big fish, literally a big fish to return for 2021. We'll talk about that here momentarily. As always, we're brought to you by betonline.ag, betonline.ag. It's the online sports book that I use and have used for literally 10 years. It's safe. It's fun. It's easy to use. It's free to sign up. BetOnline.ag. Free to sign up for an account. BetOnline.ag. And when you sign up and you make your first deposit for your funds to play with, they'll have a line for a promo code. If you type in locked on, one word, locked on, they'll give you a 50% welcome bonus. So whatever your deposit is, they'll add 50% for free for you to play with. So if you want to wager on college basketball this week or the NFL playoffs coming up this weekend or the NBA, fun prop bets and futures, it's all there for you for all sports, live in-game betting as well. BetOnline.ag, BetOnline.ag. Be sure that when you create your free account and you go to the cashier to make your initial deposit of funds, use the promo code LOCKEDON to get your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. 2020 is mercifully over. Time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and you want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. So Ed Orgeron, talking on Off the Bench Tuesday, talked about his coordinator searches, but he also talked about another big returnee. We learned on Monday that LSU senior offensive lineman Austin Deculus is going to return for his fifth season. So Austin Deculus will return for 2021 at LSU. It'll be his fifth year in Baton Rouge. And this means now four of LSU's five starting linemen from 2020 have now announced their return. Liam Shanahan at center, your guards, Chasen Hines at Ingram, Austin Deculus. Now we wait on Dale Rosenthal. Now Rosenthal and Cam Wyer shared time in the starting role this year in 2020 for LSU at left tackle, but at least four of your starters now are returning. Here was Ed Orgeron talking about Deculus's decision.
Man, we needed that. And, Austin's been a great young man out of Houston, Texas. His mom and dad are from Bamboo. They got a lot of Louisiana ties. Austin's been a great leader for us, a great young man. That goes to show that our whole offensive line is coming back, and they should be a strength of our football team next year. Yeah.
To be fair, the LSU offensive line in 2020 did not have a great year. Of course, they lost their entire interior on the line and Sadiq Charles. Your only real returning starter was Deculus. Now, Ed Ingram should count as a returning starter, but obviously was a rotational player a year ago as he was only declared eligible at middle of the season. But Deculus has played in 49 games in his LSU career. Played in 13 games in 2017, 18, and 19, and then all 10 games in 2020. He's played in every game possible for the Tigers in his career, save two in the 2019 season. So when you're talking about a guy that's played 49 career games out of 51 possible, that is incredibly impressive. His durability, just what he has seen being on the field through the ups and the downs. He was a freshman in 2017, the transitional year with Ed Orgeron. He saw the build in 18 toward a championship year in 19, and then the regression in 2020, and hopefully wants to be part with some unfinished business of a resurgence again in 2021. Something we say often here is just because you return players from the previous team doesn't mean you're going to be better. If you return players who didn't play well or part of a bad unit, it doesn't mean they're better just because you're returning players from a bad unit. The onus is on those guys to get better, like Deculus and the LSU offensive line did in 2019. In 2018, that was not a good unit. Certainly the Florida game stands out where Joe Burrow was harassed and sacked all game, and those guys took that personally. Going into the 2019 game, they knew the stats. How many tackles for loss, how many pressures, how many sacks they gave up, and they posted that in their locker. The LSU offensive line did. They took it personally. They wanted to improve. My hope with all these players returning for LSU, that it is the onus is on them not just to come back and play another year, but to use this offseason to really hone in and get better and make sure that the entire roster is better. Listen, LSU's going to have a ton of veteran experience across that offensive line and across the defensive front. It's on those guys, though, who are coming back, trying to win, increase their draft stock. It's on them to use this offseason to get better so LSU across the board can be better in 2021 and have a better result than we saw this year. Now, one more thing from Ed Orgeron, who talked about a veteran returning there in Austin Deculus. He also talked about the early enrollees. Remember, the semester starts this week at LSU, so the early enrollees are on campus now. And strangely enough, Ed Orgeron is just introducing himself to some of these guys for the first time.
We had a meeting on Saturday. It's the first time I met some of these guys. Wow. We recruited them on Zoom. I felt awkward. I've never been in their homes. I never had dinner with them. I've never been to their school. So it was different, but we laughed about it. These are the guys that are in. Garrett Nussmeyer, Garrett Dellinger, Mason Smith, Devontae Strong. First time I ever met him. Our linebacker from Mississippi Gulf Coast, Deion Smith, Derek Davis. First time I ever met him in person. Wow. All the way from Pennsylvania. Landon Jackson, Peyton Todd, who looks great, from West Monroe High School, and Xavier Carter. What a great group of guys. Yep.
And one more from Orgeron as he talks about the upcoming schedule for the team as they move into the spring semester.
Well, coaches are meeting on the offense. I'm handling the defense right now. Obviously, we only have one full-time coach on defense, but we have our analysts. Are we still doing our work we're doing from last season? This is a discretionary week. The guys can work out on their own. There will be no mandatory lifting starting until next week, but Monday's Martin Luther King Day, so everybody's going to have that off. But then on Tuesday, we start football school. So we're ready to go next Tuesday. We start football school on Tuesday and Wednesday. All-season program, big time for our program here.
Preparations underway for 2021. And with the 2020 season now finished, we will look ahead to an early look at 2021 to wrap up. Let me remind you about our friends at rockauto.com, RockAuto, rockauto.com. Back in 2021, and thrilled to be telling you about them again. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Rock Auto, it's a family business. They're serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to rockauto.com and shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Anything you need, if it's engine control modules, brake parts, tail lamps, even motor oil and new carpet, if it's for your classic or daily driver, you can get anything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. And remember, when you get to checkout, there's a how did you hear about us box. Make sure you write locked on. That's at rockauto.com. Rock A-U-T-O, rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. Well, Alabama wrapped up a unconventional 2020 college football season by winning its with Nick Saban hoisting his seventh national championship trophy, sixth during his time in Tuscaloosa, but certainly deserved. Alabama in an unconventional year where very little was orthodox and normal, was steady, as they generally are and have been under Nick Saban. But with 2020 now behind us, the page turns to 2021. A 24/7 Sports put out their way too early top 25. And despite coming off a 5-5 season where they were 124th in the country in total defense, LSU was actually ranked in the 24/7 Sports way too early top 25, ranked 21st. And some may look at that as disrespect, considering all that LSU will return. I'll remind you that in their way too early top 25, LSU is the only team ranked that finished 500 or below in 2020. So I think that is actually a major sign of respect for LSU, essentially saying, yeah, 2020 was a one-off with all the circumstances. LSU will be back in 2021. Now the onus is on Ed Orgeron and these players to get back in 2021 to a competitive level. Before then, though, LSU's got to finish out a coaching staff. They'll go through spring football. Got the NFL draft coming up as well. So tons of football talk still to go. And on tomorrow's episode on Wednesday, we'll preview LSU-Arkansas in hoops. So we'll look for you then. Every day, thanks for being here. Please subscribe to the Locked On LSU podcast. Until tomorrow, it is Locked On LSU, your team every day.